Good morning, this is Alex Marienthal with the Gallatin National Forest Avalanche Forecast on Sunday, December 1st at 7 a.m. Today's forecast is sponsored by your Montana Chevy dealers and Bridger Bowl. This forecast does not apply to operating ski areas. Early yesterday morning, the mountains got 1 to 2 inches of new snow as the storm ended. Yesterday afternoon, winds increased to 10 to 20 miles per hour with gusts to 30 miles per hour. This morning, temperatures are single digits to teens Fahrenheit. Today, temperatures will reach mid-20s, and wind will be westerly at 20 to 30 miles per hour. Tonight, there is a chance for snow in the southern ranges and mountains near West Yellowstone with 2 to 3 inches possible by morning. Between Wednesday night and yesterday morning, the mountains near West Yellowstone, the southern Gallatin, and the southern Madison range received 12 to 16 inches of snow, equal to 1.4 inches of snow water equivalent. This heavy load fell onto a shallow, sugary, weak snowpack and created unstable conditions. Last night, moderate southwest winds drifted recent snow into thicker slabs. Today, these slabs will be easy for a person to trigger, and they could break naturally as wind continues to build them over an unstable snowpack. Yesterday, a skier on Lionhead Ridge reported widespread collapsing of the snowpack in flat terrain, and a separate group found very poor snow structure and wisely avoided travel on and underneath slopes steeper than 30 degrees. Today, large avalanches are easy to trigger on steep, wind-loaded slopes. On non-wind-loaded slopes, the snowpack is adjusting to the recent load, but a very poor snowpack structure makes it possible to trigger large slides from low-angle terrain below or adjacent to steep slopes. For these reasons, avalanche danger is rated considerable. In the Lionhead area near West Yellowstone, the southern Madison Range, and southern Gallatin Range. Avoid travel on and underneath steep slopes and be extra cautious of freshly wind-loaded slopes. In the mountains near Bozeman, Big Sky, and Cook City, avalanche concerns involve the recent 5 to 8 inches of snow. Last night, moderate westerly winds drifted recent snow into fresh slabs that are possible to trigger today. Be cautious of wind-loaded slopes and avoid them if you see cracking of fresh drifts or natural avalanche activity. Yesterday, my partner and I skied in Beehive Basin. We saw some cracking of the new snow, and we were able to trigger small, dry, loose avalanches on slopes steeper than 35 degrees. Skiers at Bridger reported similar dry, loose activity in the new snow. We found the snowpack at Beehive is generally stable below the new snow, similar to what Doug and Dave found in Cook City earlier this week. There are some layers of facets directly below the new snow which are worth digging down a foot or two to assess, especially after the mountains get more snow. Today, fresh drifts of snow and dry loose avalanches are possible to trigger, and avalanche danger is rated moderate in the Bridger Range, Northern Gallatin Range, Northern Madison Range, and mountains near Cook City. Be cautious of fresh drifts on steep slopes and carefully assess terrain for consequences of even a small slide. Please send us your observations if you get out. You can fill out an observation form on our website or email us at mtavalanche@gmail.com or leave a voicemail at 406-587-6984. Thanks and have a great day.